Hey, this is Tim Blaine. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Get a look
at me. Stand tall with all your prized possessions. You must have it all. It's just a small speck of safe and sound, and you don't spread it round. Deep down with all the nitty gritty, this is not your town. You gotta keep it pretty, have you heard? Don't say a word, don't say a word. You can keep it yours too if you let them. You can, you can take off one shoe, save it for your wedding day. You can keep all your coins if that's what you like, but it won't fill your void, so you'll spoil with spite. But it's your prize, it's your prize, it's your prize. It's your prize, it's your prize, it's your prize. What now? Well, the castle is a crumble and you figure it out while you are still fumbling for your keys. Don't let them see, don't let them seize. You can keep it yours too if you let them eat cake. You can take off one shoe, save it for your wedding day. Your coins, if that's what you like, but it won't fill your void, so you'll spoil with spite. But it's your prize, 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 it's your.
That was Prize by something, hold on, let me check. There's a weird name to pronounce. Oh, Savoir Faire. Yeah, that was not a selection of mine. That was just on automation for the little transition between shows, but it's a pretty nice song, I gotta say. Anyway, this is Donovan Menard. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and to be more specific, you are listening to my show, The Tortoise Tower Hour. I hope you're enjoying this rather chilly Wednesday morning. Oh man, you know, starting to feel a little like winter. I mean, I was starting to enjoy the fall, And, you know, it's getting into the 30s. But, hey, what's nice is that it wakes you up. You know, the cold temperatures really wakes you up. Especially, I don't know, I was feeling pretty dreary before this. So I kind of needed that. Anyway, I'm going to play you some tunes now. And I sincerely hope that you enjoy them. We're going to start out with one of my favorite bands, Cake, with something from their latest studio album. And the latest studio album actually came out about 8 years ago in 2011, Showroom of Compassion. It's a good album. But, yeah, I mean, hopefully we can get something new from Cake soon. They did release a single, Sinking Ship, like about a year and a half ago. But we're not sure if an album's coming. I guess we will see. So anyway, here's one of my favorite Cake songs. It's called Mustache Man. That was Low Down by Chicago. And before that, that was Mustache Man by Cake. Two very fantastic bands. Yes, Chicago. I mean, how can you not like Chicago? I've noticed that bands named after cities, not just cities, but locations, tend to be very good, you know? You got Chicago, Boston, Kansas, Europe, America. The list goes on, I would think. We're gonna play a little Adele now. Hope you guys are ready for that, because that's what I'm gonna play. All right. So I hope you enjoy.
You say it's all in my head, and the things I think just don't make sense. So where you been then? Don't go all coy, don't turn it round on me like it's my fault. See, I can see that look in your eyes, the one that shoots at me each and every time.
Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I.
That was Touch Me by The Doors from the album The Soft Parade. And before that was Cold Shoulder by Adele. Excuse me. Is that a thing? Do people say excuse me when they cough? Or am I... It's late. I don't know. You know. I don't think... You know what? It probably doesn't matter that much. You know? Yeah, I mean, it's November. You know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read you the autumn outdoor exercise PSA, all right? Buckle up, folks. This one, well, it's a considerably spicy PSA, all right? Here we go. Autumn. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. Wow. Why not, you know? Yeah, go out there and enjoy the fall. Well, you still can, you know? Now, I'm going to play a song by Beck. Yep. This song is called Loser.
Dog food stalls with the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. KFC. So I keep seeing opportunity to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your fruit stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo. Because one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in the bag. With the rerun shows and the cocaine nose job, the daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string, a slab of turkey neck, and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate. Trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite. It's choking on the splinters. So
stop trying to run and hide.
That was Can't Hide Love by Earth, Wind & Fire, one of my favorite bands of all time. I mean, it's quite a song. They really have a fantastic wind instrument section. A lot of people would say horn section, but I feel like that, I don't know, it doesn't seem right to me, because when you say horn, I think French horns, you know? And then part of me also wants to say brass, right? Like the brass section, the brass players. But then technically the saxophone is a woodwind instrument. You just get caught up in all those technicalities. But you know what I'm talking about. You know? Those shiny instruments that you blow into. Those ones. I mean, Earth, Wind, and Fire wouldn't quite be the same without them. Wouldn't quite have as much soul as they do. I actually saw them live a couple years ago. Or no, maybe just 1 year ago. I don't know. It's hard to keep track. But, you know, I believe there are three, like, surviving core members. And they were fantastic. I mean, yeah. I'd highly recommend you go see Earth, Wind, and Fire if you can. Now I'm going to play a much lesser known band. But it's a good band. A good one. It's called Gang of Thieves. I actually know, well, I knew the guy who plays trombone in this band. I don't believe he's part of the band anymore. But he was when this song was released. He was my teacher at a band camp. Real nice guy. Real nice fella. So this is Thunderfunk by Gang of Thieves. I hope you enjoy.
Binary, temporary, systematic flat. Yeah.
That was Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty, a true classic. And a very memorable saxophone solo in that song. Apparently, that little tune there, the little sax solo, was originally meant to be a guitar solo. But I guess some guy forgot to bring his guitar, and somebody had a saxophone handy. And, well, we all know the rest, don't we now? We all know the rest. And before that, that was Thunder Funk by Gang of Thieves. You ever feel like just you look at like headlines and they're just annoying? I just saw this headline from People magazine and it says, Brooke Shields on raising confident teen daughters. I celebrate the differences in their bodies. Like, good for you, Brooke Shields. That's great. I don't know. I mean, I don't know any of the context, but it kind of gives off Gwyneth Paltrow vibes to me, and I don't mean that in a good way. But also, I don't think it's not good to make judgments on anyone solely based on a headline, you know? Like, Martin Scorsese, a bunch of people are angry at him for his comments about Marvel movies, but I think a lot of people saw a headline saying, like, Martin Scorsese says Marvel movies aren't cinema, and they were like, what? He hates Marvel movies? Wow, that's mean. Which is not, that's not what he's saying. You gotta read what he said, people. You gotta read into it before you form an opinion. So I guess maybe it's hypocritical of me to, you know, talk that way about that headline. I'm just kind of trying to think. I've also noticed, like, they're running out of words to use, especially with, you know, I'm not getting into political opinions here, but, like, you see headlines about Trump saying, like, Trump rails against impeachment, or Trump lashes out against impeachment. I feel like they should come up with new words. It's like it's always rails against or lashes out. And not just for Trump, I think for like politicians, Democrats and Republicans, you know? Rails against, lashes out. I don't know. Come up with, there's a lot of like interesting words. Like, get a thesaurus. Look through the thesaurus. There's some really wacky words out there that you can use. Some wacky, quirky verbs, right? I'd like to see more of that. But it is in the 2:40s of the AM. And, well, I think it's fair to say that you all know exactly what that means, right? It means it's time for Talking Heads.
Everybody, get in line.
Nothing can come between us. Nothing gets you down. Nothing strikes your fancy. Nothing turns you on. Somebody is waiting in the hallway. Is falling down the stairs. Set someone free. Break someone's heart. Stand up. Help us out.
should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us? And I'm giving up my love to this world, only to be told I can't see, I can't breathe, nor my will we be. And nothing's gonna change the way we live, 'cause we can always take but never give. And now the things are changing for the worse. See, I'm digging what I miss, we're in. Hard to know when to begin.
that was Virtual Insanity by Jamiroquai. And before that, you heard Making Flippy Floppy by Talking Heads from Speaking in Tongues, my favorite Talking Heads album. And that just about concludes tonight's installment of the Tortoise Tower Hour. You know, keep it spicy out there in the cold weather. I believe in you. And, yeah. See you next week.